Okay. So the silly title of this document is Request for Comment 0042. My gloves, common properties on the information theory of time. So it was written in a very, very turbulent time in my life. But the good news is there's some pretty pictures. If you want to look it up, you can find it. If you're going to consume this data, you have to agree to the terms and conditions in that document. But don't worry. We're just going to talk about things like time travel. It's going to blow your mind. You don't need a lawyer. Okay, so let's start at the top. Anybody want to do some science first? So we're going to start with data, okay? So the first thing we're going to talk about is that time is a carrier wave that requires no energy. The interesting thing, if you look at the 16 quantum fields that we've mapped out, including even the Higgs boson, no one's found the quantum waves for time. The reason why is the carrier wave. We can make small edges on it, but we can build things, and then they get torn up, and then you build them again, and you keep doing that over and over and over again. Yeah. I mean, it is the universe we're talking about, and there's wave forms everywhere, and quantum fields. Oh, this is done on this carrier wave called time. I think that you're gonna be tuning in to the rod different station. Let's see if we get it. Oh, here we go. We got to AM 1050 WCLK Jazz the City. WCLK Jazz the City. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present a carrier wave. Wait, you listen on FM? How about 88.9 Jazz of the City? That's my carrier wave. What's yours? Mine's time. What? Your carrier wave's time? Well, I am the universe, and I'm a hitchhiker here. I ski from moment to moment, skiing up and down in the moments of time. I can never go back and capture that again because I'm skiing on time's edge. So unless I invent something new, Ozymandias effect will get you. I'm not talking about Schrodinger. He was a pretty cool cat, but Byron Ozymandias got the point. What do you mean? Yeah, I mean. Yeah, what the fuck do I mean? Oh my god, I said a swear word. Sorry about that. I warned you. We were talking about Byron and Shelley and those guys, you know, they're romantics like I am. Okay, let's get back to the podcast now. So, You're listening to Ask the City on a Carrier Wave. I'm listening to the universe on a Carrier Wave. That would be my first postulate. So what does that mean? There's no energy, there's no quantum fields to describe time. But we'll talk about its waveform, because I'll carry But just like radio, you can write and write on that wave as much as you want. The wave stays clean and virgin unless you interfere with it. Unless there's another time interfering with it, but the math doesn't indicate that. You can dilate time because it is entirely proximate. That's one of its properties. Don't you see its character? It's a carrier wave. Every part of the wave is proximate. That's why you can modulate and remodulate it and modulate and keep modulating it. It's all proximate. It doesn't matter whether you understand what the signal is. It's proximate. So what's this got to do with the universe? We go sailing in moments of time. Sometimes we frame things forward, sometimes we don't. If you saw a cat walking around with a watch, I'd say it fell down the wrong rabbit hole. Shit, how'd that happen? I was looking for Schrodinger's cat, of course, and it had a watch.
What?
Schrodinger's cat had a watch? Yeah, he could never look at it. Because as soon as he looked at it, it was gone. Because you can't look at time, you can't measure anything. You cannot see it at the same time. That is a great paradox of carrier waves like time. Are you saying every time you measure time is different? Of course I do, it's a carrier wave. Does that mean we're trying to claw into the face of time? And we're falling. We fell. Shit. We fell off the face of time. It's a good thing that it's proximate, because you can fall forever. And there's no terminal velocity, because time is whatever you want it to be. It's a carrier wave.
Wait.
I hear an objection coming. What about the second law of thermodynamics? What about the preservation of energy in the universe, too? Thank you. a system that doesn't need energy like a carrier wave, then you really only need forward momentum to reset your timeline once in a while. And that is a very big event. Bear with me now, because we're getting ready to talk about the Big Bang. Okay, let's do that. This, there, and that. Oh, no. Huh? What? No, we're not talking about weight. We're talking about mass. Aren't you glad the Higgs weighs the same everywhere? That boson was a bitch and changed all the time. Wait, did I say bitch? I meant it was a really tough cookie. So why are we talking about this carrier wave? Because it's the first postulate. I wish I could do proof, but I'm just not really that smart. Maybe I can find somebody that can do proof for me. But think about that. If everything gets entangled at the Big Bang, if all information is entangled, that means Everything in the universe is connected. Why do I think this? Because of the randomization of signals in the universal fabric. There's a really interesting paper written about the generation of true random numbers using unentangled atoms to use an up and a down qubit to generate. There's another atom modulating at the same exact rate as the one you just got your random number from. Go find it. Oh, wait a minute. Well, it might be more imminent. Go find that other entangled atom. Wait. Does that atom still exist? Of course it does. Because all information in the universe is preserved and forever. So it's not just where that atom is, but it's when that atom is. So now we're starting to realize that, wait, this carrier wave is a pretty cool concept, huh? Okay, so wait. Can it get cooler? I think it can. Because honestly, if I was a dude sitting somewhere else in the universe and I wanted to communicate with someone a really long way away, what would I do? I would try to communicate using entangled atoms. Entangled atoms? What do you mean? How could you do that? Well, if you look at a stream of photons, in theory, you have a mathematical model you can create around this. Help me do that work. I just write pseudocode, man. I don't write the code. You know why I don't write the code? Because Because I've seen my goat, and you know, it's not pretty. It's like giving a two-year-old an Uzi. Oh my God, no, don't do that. Don't give a two-year-old an Uzi. It's a really bad idea. And you shouldn't give me the job to write any code or come up with any fundamental equations. You can do that. That's what you're for, not me. But I'll be honest with you, I think this whole idea of the entangled universe is pretty cool. I think it's getting to be like Star Trek. Captain Kirk, when do you want to go? But you're going to send me. How are you going to send me? You're going to send you on the carrier wave of time. Maybe there are these big superhighways. These big superhighways. The cosmos formation rivers, entangled atoms. We surf moment for moment. We're skiing this by. I like to surf ski, I don't really care. Maybe I should be moment surfer, not moment skier. I don't know. You tell me. It's surf sea. You have a comment for me. Hey. What do you think? You think I make comment? I think it's pretty cool. Hitchhiking on rivers, untangled atoms. That is definitely the poets. The guide to the galaxy. So let's float down that river together. What kind of vessel will I need? I suggest you bring your imagination. Equations, or maybe you write really good code of some sort as well. Let's open source this and turn it into the way you would have done things in the 90s when the internet was only colleges and a few geeks like me. I broke into the internet. Intruder alert. It won't be 60. Fields will be, I don't know. My suggestion would be, let's try 32. Why? Because I'm an ape and I still believe in bits and bytes. Oh my God, I'm biased. Facebook or Instagram.
There's a cable in the room. Oh, no, don't catch the electrons. Oh, my God, I dropped the electrons in the bit bucket. Where'd they go? Hey, how come we never run out of photons? How come we don't run out of photons? I don't know, maybe it's because we're running out of 16-bit operating systems. Is that why we only have 16 primary particles? I hate to call them particles, quantum fields. Is we're running on a signal of Z in 8086? Is that what the universe is running on? Shit. Oh my God, a 16-bit processor. Hey, who thought of that? Maybe it's an accident. Maybe there really are 32 particles. Maybe we're actually all the way up to i5 processor. Maybe the universe is running on 64. 64 what? Not really sure. But maybe in the next Big Bang there won't be 16 proper particles. That's where we started. Wanting your comments. Hello? 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 Can you write some comments, please? Yeah, this is a request for comment. Thanks. Okay, I'm gonna walk away and go type them up. But you know what? I'll comment on your comments. How's that? If you think I'm crazy, that's fine. It was such a learning experience. But no, I didn't go to any fancy university. But these things matter very little in the world of poets. Because those comments are a lot smarter than me. Hello? Are you guys gonna leave a comment? Please. Come on, leave a comment. I'm waiting for your comment, you know. Where is it? Where is your comment? Circle, circle. Oh, did I say that already? Oh, sorry, we should cut that in post-production. All right, RC42. We're working on it. LF, the zero is somewhere. Something there. So you might as well put space there, you know? Make it like absolute zero where quantum computing can actually happen. Oh! Wait. Huh? What? Quantum signaling theory and quantum and the universe and RFC 482? They're related? I got a whole family of ideas that you have to comment on. It's that time. Can you go ahead and leave a comment, please? I'm going to have to make it get louder and louder if you don't leave a comment. In my request for comment. This is your commenting period. It's gonna get loud. Staticky and noisy. I hate it when my mini stops working. If you're really good at Ableton, help! Doesn't stop working. That would be such a drag. Can you imagine? You're sitting there watching a Blu-ray and all the photons just disappear. Where did my photons go? Are we going to run out of photons? No. Because photons are real. They're one of the fundamental 16. You can't destroy those. Whoa. What? Are you saying that it can't be destroyed? I didn't say that. There's another dude that said that. I think his name was Stephen Hawking. Together with Leonard Susskind. You can't destroy the 16 fundamental quarks. I don't even think it can happen in the Big Bang. Not in our Big Bang, but another time. There could be another Big Bang that, oops. Let's not use 16 anymore. Let's go down to, 10. I would definitely hope that it was electrons and photons, because otherwise it's going to be a drag. And if they take the Higgs away, we're going to be floating everywhere. Again, it doesn't really matter. I think 16 is a really good number when you're running on 8086 processor. It sure beats a ZNE, because I tell you, which of the half of this fundamental problem? Well, it's hey, George, let's get electrons and protons. Let's get rid of those. And I don't know. Let's try without the Higgs. And I don't know. We could pick another few. No, let's not do that. Let's not go down to the Yeti. Let's stay on the 16-bit processor for now. If you find another constant, let me know. Hey, you know what? It's time to leave. Another comment. If we're going to do poetry together, hello? Comment time. If we're going to do poetry together, you got to pay attention. Write a comment now. Do you think that you can make the universe out of half particles that we know about? It's not a particle, it's a quantum field. I don't know where my perceivables are located or even which tense to use when you're talking about time. I would always use present tense when I'm talking about time. Because time is proximate, right? Because as you measure it, it's gone. What else is like that? Wait. I know what else is like that. How about decoherence? Quantum computing. Oh, yeah. Measure it. Start over again. How many times do you think that we should restart? I don't know, how about, let's do it for a frequency of a gigahertz. What? You're using a clock? I thought you said time didn't matter. Well, we are humans, you know. We need our clocks. We have that special property. We'll talk about the special property of humans in a later version of this. But sentient creatures that can pass Turing tests like us need time. We need our clocks. This is a carrier wave, and everything is proximate. Time is proximate, remember. But humans are not that smart, so we need clocks. For whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. It tolls for the RFC. Okay. Let's talk about leaving a comment. The time. You know what time it is? Yeah, it's time to leave a comment about humans need for clocks. I don't think the universe needs one, but sentient creatures need one. I really don't think that humans can be sentient without clocks. Not in the universe that we live in. Remember, we're talking about basic postulates here. Postulates are kind of like, I would say they're kind of like quantum fields. So, this is my information theory of time. This is the signaling
theory of time. Yes, I am a mad scientist, but it's about time there was one. Maybe it's in my genes, I don't know. Trees seem to be really quick at this kind of thing. I think my much smarter cousins like Einstein and those other amazing existences, maybe even Neil. So, we saw problems a little bit, but it's odd. So, why don't genes only why do genes? What? How many letters are there in the gene alphabet? I don't know. It's not that many, but I think it's more. It's less than 16. So, there's another whole universe. This idea of the transmitter and middle of energy between species and formations flowing in the pond of time. That information is deposited as genes because that's what cells do, that's how they talk. Because everything in the universe on top of time excretes signals. Some of them guess what? Go write a comment. What was I talking about? Well, rewind and figure it out. I'll give you a second. This isn't actually real music, you know that. By my terrible playing. Yeah, I know, it was pretty bad. But hey, I've only been playing a couple months. Give me a break. Give me just a little break. I'll learn it. Yes, I will. You're gonna give me a break, right? Okay. I'm waiting for your break. You think? think I'm wrong, write something in the comments. It's a request for a proposal. No, no. It's a request for what? Comment. I don't want... Okay, if you want to make a proposal, that's fine too. Especially if you give me the math. That's even better. Sitting here looking at Schrodinger's cat, trying to decide if you are going to leave a comment or not. Hey, if I read your comment, will I destroy the information? I don't think so. Humans have a solution for that. The first one was called, papyrus, animal skin. It is actually pretty durable. It's kind of like, almost like their tablets at the time. I don't know, what's your iPad? That century. Oh, we use skins. You put a skin on your phone? No, we took the skin of the animal and with ink. Yeah, humans do that sort of thing. This is, after all, poet's guide to the universe. I'm just a moment scared. I'm a moment of time. This has been the Poet's Guide to the Galaxy. Thanks for putting up with me for this whole listen, even if you stopped and commented. Wait. Hello. Hello. Did you leave a comment? It's called a request for comment. Did you
remember to write a comment? If you don't, there'll be a comment monster. It's going to eat your comments, and you'll never have any more comments. So give them to me before the comment monster eats your comments. This podcast has been brought to you by the letter C for comment.
Thank you for listening to the Poet's Guide to the Galaxy. And guess what? Leave a comment! Leave a comment! Hello! Bye!
Thanks for listening. This is the Poet's Guide.